It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. First week in August. Whew, summer is flying by. That month of July is gone. And here we are. But still plenty of time to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I think I'm verklempt.
Verklempt? I don't know. Can you take a pill for that?
I hope so. Because, you know, I'm always happy when fall starts coming.
Right.
But I'm kind of sad to see summer flying by so fast because we have so much fun in the summer.
Right, yep.
And this year's been a lot of fun because we've had so many kids and grandkids around that it's just been every night the grill's going and the pool's open.
I'm 100% with you. My wife got outsourced out of her job about the 1st of June.
Where are they sending her?
India? They sent her home to me is what they did. But no, they
that's
outsourced.
Dual, that's dual jeopardy. Right, there.
Yeah. Well, and what happened is exactly what you're explaining is, okay, for the first week she's sad. Then she's like, oh, this isn't too bad. You know, and I said, well, why don't we just take the summer and find you the right job. So just relax. We're good. And so it turned into every day there's a girlfriend or somebody with their kids over at the pool,
well, that's
and
the way
they get there about 2 o'clock because that's when it's hot out, right? And then Job comes home about 5 o'clock, and she's got all kinds of stuff laid out for me to cook for everybody. So it's been fun, but it's 4 nights a week, right? And right now that you're entertaining, and I tell you what, a lot of people are very good. They bring stuff over, but the old beer belly, it's starting to show the effects of that because you eat good, you sit down in a chair, and you drink 3 or 4 beers, and then you go to bed, and you get up and do it again the next day. That catches up with an old guy, you know? So I gotta ease off. But ease off is not going to happen this weekend. I got a very special invitation. As you know, I went to Ferris, and I was in a fraternity, and I happened to be fortunate to be the president of the fraternity the last year I was there. And all the guys that were on my board that worked with me there and a few others are all turning 60 this year. And a couple of the guys got places on Long Lake next to Torch Lake up north. And so we're about up north of Traverse City. So headed this right after the show, headed up there to give my liver a test.
Is this
sure.
A boys only club?
No, the girls are going. I think that was a really bright move by them because then it'll be tempered a little bit. But
sure.
Yeah. Right. But so it'll be, you know, just a whirlwind trip up and back. But it should be a lot of fun.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, taking the pizza oven with me. They don't know it, but you know, the boys will be hungry at about 10:30, 11 o'clock after they've been hitting it hard all day that I'm going to make a few pizzas and fill them up before they go to bed so they don't feel so bad.
No midnight nachos.
No, just midnight pizzas.
So I had a cool experience. I had a friend he's got a Primo Oval extra large.
Right.
And
kind of like a big green egg if you don't know it, or just a Kamado grill, right?
The American-made version, and it's oval and very large. You can get more product on this than you can about anything.
They're better than a big green egg because of that.
We were at their house, and he says, hey, I got a new Primo coming. You got any use for my old one? And I thought, geez, I don't have room. And I went and looked at it, and it's like, I'm thinking, why are you getting rid of it, for one thing?
Right.
And the other thing is, I'm thinking, this would be great for deer camp.
Oh.
So I said, sure. So I picked that up yesterday. I'm ordering a new liner for the inside and a couple cast pieces, but I'm going to refurbish it and bring it up to my son, Alex.
So I've got a great story about that. I did the same thing. I have the big green egg that I got from you when you were a dealer, right, when you shut your stores down. They have a lifetime guarantee on all those parts. And I didn't know it, and I had to replace the liner and all of that. I went to actually it was Ace Hardware. It was a dealer now. I went there. It took, but everything was free. everything that I ordered that had failed was free because they were guaranteed for life. Took them like 4 months to get it because they had to have a full pallet order before they would place the order for shipping purposes. But at the end of the day, I got the complete liner, the ring, and I didn't get the plate setter. That's the separates the heat from the
right.
grill. They made me buy that because that doesn't come
as part
of the kit.
Well, it's an accessory.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But
all the guts, they replaced for free, which I was really surprised.
I'll have to check with Primo.
I was going to say, do that, because I don't know. If they're a competitor, they might be the same.
Well, I have an affinity, a sort of a love-hate relationship with Primo.
Oh.
The president and the founder was a personal friend for years, and he's the first guy that ever cooked on one of those for me, and he smoked a pork loin 20 years ago on it.
Yeah.
And I was blown away at how that smoke penetrated that loin.
Right.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he sold the company, and I don't know who owns it now.
Yeah.
But George made a good living off that place.
Well, let's finish that conversation for anybody that's thinking about getting one. Big Green Egg, Primo, there's other brands. They're the ceramic cookers, super heavy, inch thick. They always got like a little, like a pebble grain on them like a golf ball has.
Yeah.
Little divots on the outside. I don't know why that is, but maybe for strength or whatever. I don't know. But when you use these things, there's a couple things. You know where I'm going with burping for air. They're sealed so tight.
You do that a number of times.
They're sealed so tight. There's a felt ring around the cap and the base, and when that thing hits together, it's fire felt. So it's like in the front of a stove, right? There's probably a name for it. You know what that is? I don't. But that stuff seals the air so tight. Air goes in the bottom, comes out the top, and that's how you regulate the temperature. But when you open that lid, and it gets a gulp of fresh air after you've been starving it for air, trying to control the temperature, that thing can flare up. Especially if you're cooking anything that's rendering some grease.
Well, hold on.
It just took off
hold,
on me.
Hold on. You traumatized yourself.
I did.
Because you were learning how to use it.
Right.
And the mistake you made was putting way too much fuel in it.
Right.
You thought, oh, it's a grill. I'm going to load it up with charcoal.
Right.
You don't do that with a Kamado.
Right.
You put scant amounts in it.
Yes.
And you keep adding as it burns down. But it's very stingy with the charcoal.
Yeah, very
but
efficient.
But if you put a yep. whole bunch in there, you've got all that heat on top of a bunch of you. What you're doing is you're gasifying.
Okay.
And you create a bunch of fuel, vapor fuel. And then when the oxygen to fire to fuel ratio gets just right, you have ignition.
Yeah.
And you learned that.
Right. Yeah. The hard way. And it only happened
and
once.
And you got your eyebrows back.
Right. Yeah. It only happened once, but I just want everybody to be careful because I did exactly that. I loaded it with way too much fuel. And it needs a little pile. You think this big grill needs a bunch of fuel. No, not when it's a Kamado.
Right.
So, but anyway, interesting.
I remember that story. You had trash can lit eyes for a while.
Right, right after I got it. Hell, you know, it came from an owner, but it didn't come with an owner's manual. So, but you live and learn. I made it. It was just fine. But anyway.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be a good day to just look at shopping for smokers because we do this a bit, but I still get all kinds of questions when I run into people and they find out who I am or what I'm doing. And they, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to do this and that. What do you think about? So rather than make people suffer too much, I thought we'd just give them a little bit more information and try and help them out.
We sure can. And let's start that on the second segment because now I want to talk about one thing, if we could please, the sous vide. I wanted to smoke some beef ribs, right? And you had shown me those when we were in Kansas at the Royal. One of the guys was cooking the beef short ribs,
brisket
right?
on a stick.
Yeah, and I love those. They are so flavorful, but every time I cook them, they're tougher than hell, and I can't get them. I don't know if I'm cooking them too warm. I don't know what I'm doing, but I decided to sous vide some of those. And sous vide is in a vacuum bag, and then you do a water bath to bring it to temperature. You used it a ton to reconstitute food when we were running the takeout. But anyway, I did that, left them in there for 7 hours and took them to 160 degrees for 7 hours and then put them on the smoker and finished them. Oh, my goodness. Those were fabulous. So we can talk about that in the next segment.
I think we just did.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit the smokers, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back, Yardless, the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, first week of August, man. Get your grill out, fire it up, because it's going to be a great weekend to do it. Bob and I were talking about people asking us about equipment all the time. That's good. This is what we do. And we're always happy to have a conversation, but there's always a lot of questions. Somebody asks, well, what kind of smoker would you buy? Well, there's a series of questions that both of us ask to find out what to recommend. So, but today we're going to talk about what do you need to do to shop for a smoker. So one of the first questions that comes to my mind, Bob, is how many people do you typically want to feed using your smoker? Because there are a variety of sizes, right?
Right.
Second question is that there's a variety of fuels. Now, there are, what, stick burners? There's charcoal. There's propane. There's electric. There's pellets, right? Did I miss any?
Electric.
Yep, I said
gas.
That.
Gas.
Right. Pellets, stick burners or wood, and then lump charcoal. I didn't, because that's what I use predominantly, is lump charcoal with some wood on top of it. But let's talk about those different kinds of fuels and why you might use one versus the other. I'll start with lump charcoal. It's a very slow-burning product. It's very hot, and you can temper it down with limiting the air and get it to a real steady temperature. Back to this Kamado that we talked about in the first segment, that's a great place to use lump charcoal because you damper it down and it'll hold temperature and just sit there and kind of like, it almost dances. It's got like a little ember going, and as the air goes across it, it just stays lit but doesn't get terribly hot until you give it the gulp of air like we talked about in the last segment.
Yes.
Right?
And the Kamados, Big Green Egg really kind of brought them to the U.S., but it was actually, my recollection is, it was a bunch of Air Force guys in Okinawa and places that used to bring home these Kamados from over there. They were just clay, and they got to be very popular amongst Air Force guys and military guys, and the more they showed up, the more the general public got interested in them. Somebody got the bright idea to make them in the U.S., and they did that, and it was, I believe it was Big Green Egg, and they made them out of a ceramic clay instead of just clay, which is much more efficient, and it helps insulate that charcoal so it burns slower in cold weather. You right. don't burn up so much fuel. Like a Weber kettle is just tin. You know, you lose a ton of heat out the bottom.
Right.
Your trailer smoker is just steel, so you lose a ton of heat out the bottom. We're going to fix that. But right. still, that's the basic story behind Kamados. But then, you know, Weber, of course, came up with the kettle grill, and that was because old man Stevenson was a manufacturer, and he made buoys for the Great Lakes, and they were big metal buoys. And there were two half balls, and I think he welded them together. And he took one of them and put some legs on the bottom and a couple air vents and made it great for the top and cooked in the factory with it. And kind of like the Kamado got popular, is how things go, you know?
Right.
Hey, that's cool. Make me one. Hey, the next thing you know, he started making the Weber kettle.
Right. He had a product that he was using for one thing, and he repurposed it for another, yeah. And, which took off better than the buoys, I'm sure.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah.
So the other thing Weber makes is something called a bullet, and it looks like a capsule, like a contact pill, you know, a medicine, a giant capsule like that. And you lift the top off. It's got several layers to it, several layers of racks, and then a smoker bin, a fire bin on the bottom. And that's actually, I've seen those at competition. There are guys that have been using those for decades because it's an efficient smoker. You can get it for about under $400, and you can do some darn good smoking on it.
So let me ask you something. Because our trailer smoker and this bullet has multiple racks in it at different heights. Is there any recommendations that you would have? That bullet smoker is bigger than a basketball. It's maybe a 16-18 inch diameter, and it's about 3 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
The fire's in the bottom. There's a lower rack, a middle rack, and a top rack.
And there's a deflector.
Right. Yeah, a deflector, so you're not cooking directly over the heat. Convective heat. But when you're putting product in there, what goes on the bottom, what goes on the middle, and what goes at the top for as far as what you're cooking? Does it matter?
With a bullet, I couldn't tell you because I've honestly never cooked on one.
But just in general, closer to the heat, medium heat,
well,
and high heat,
you
right?
would think yeah. that, but like in the case of ours, it's a reverse offset. So the fire's behind it. The smoke comes in through a baffle on the backside, comes up over the top, and circulates around the bake compartment, the smoker oven.
Okay.
In that case, the top is hotter all the time. So you'll very often put two thermometers in it, one at the top, one at the bottom, to see your differential. You'll generally be about 15 degrees higher at the top.
Right.
So what I tell people is to put your thicker proteins at the top if you want them to come out somewhat the same time.
Okay.
Never works.
Because on our on our trailer smoker with the offset, the firebox is on one side of the box, and the box itself holds the product. I've noticed that when I'm cooking that the stuff that's at the back of the box, closest to the fire, will get done a lot quicker.
Yes, that damper you're right next to the fire.
Right. Right.
So you can definitely get in trouble if you're not paying attention to it.
Right.
So the smart chef will pull out the rack and flop the meat around.
Yeah, I do that. That's exactly where I was going.
Pulls out the rack and flops his meat around.
Right. Well, you know, it took a while to learn how to do that, but after that, now I got it perfected, just so you know. But anyway, so then
that's why his wife stays at home, Conrad.
That's right. Yeah, I get it, man. There's a cause and effect for everything that goes on in this world. But
that's a Hegelian dialectic, isn't it?
Whatever that says, yeah. So anyway, the smoker that the bullet is one that I think a lot of people have seen. The next one on the list was a Yoder, and that's a box smoker,
yeah, that's
isn't
a
it?
Cool. That's a cool. Well, they have a whole bunch of them, but as I kept looking for product to talk about, I'm just noticing China, 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 China. And it's like, I don't want to keep promoting China products.
Right.
So we have some good ones made in America. You're going to pay more. One of them that's reasonable is called a Yoder. It's out of, I believe, Pennsylvania.
I was going to say Yoder sounds Amish.
Well, it's semi-Amish, which would be Semish. I don't know. It's what would that be, a Mennonite? There's something like that over there. But the Yoders, you're right, that's a clan. And this one comes out of Pennsylvania, so the Pennsylvania Dutch comes out. But I'll tell you what, they're craftsmen, and these guys know how to make grills. They've got some cool products. And if you find a dealer that's selling Yoder, you're probably into a shop that really understands barbecue.
Yeah?
Because it's a
What's
serious
unique about
product.
Them, in your opinion?
Oh, the strength and quality, the metal thickness, the welds. Durability, paint, finish, all that. It's a great product for a reasonable price for that quality level.
Right.
Much like the ABS.
Yeah. So in the next segment, we'll talk about that ABS. That's more of a competition or commercial smoker, but a really good piece of equipment. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's The Grilling Guys. Hey, it's Smoker Day today. We've been talking all about what kind of smokers you want to buy. We get this question a lot. And people always have a grill. And then when they think they're stepping out and becoming a real grilling guy, they always want a smoker. And which is cool because I get it. Smoking's a specialty tool, and that's what we've been running down today.
And it's a learned art. We just talked about your progression. We all have progression.
Right.
But, you know, your discovery of too much fuel in a big green egg.
Right.
Or maybe why you don't smoke with a pellet smoker in your garage.
Right.
Or different things. They're hazardous, you know.
Right, yep.
There's a learning curve.
Yeah.
And you don't do it again.
No, you do it once and you figure it out. I mean, if you're smart, you never do it. But if you're kind of smart like me, then you do it once and you're like, I don't want to do that again.
I don't know. I think even that's why they call it trial and error.
Right. Yep.
And, so you wanted to talk about the ABS. That was that unit that my last trailer smoker was a judge. The ones we bought and sent to the military bases, those were ABS judge smokers.
ABS or American Barbecue Systems,
right,
if you're looking it
right
up.
Out of Olathe, Kansas, I believe.
Yep.
Kansas City, basically. But that is a high quality build. But it's still a steel smoker. You're still going to have rust. You're going to have warping. There isn't, you know, a foolproof smoker. I guess maybe other than Southern Pride would be as close as you can get because of the way that thing works, and they're using a gas-fired log stick burner, and that's kind of cheating, but if you're doing commercial product, I believe in cheating.
Well, the volume the volume that you need to produce is,
yeah.
I mean, you'll get some good old boys in Texas or Tennessee or some of those
the
other
Lang fans.
Right, yep, that don't like that, but at the end of the day, you know, we've got a place out in Muskegon called The Deck, and they got six of those right out in front of
the
place.
We love The Deck.
Yeah, right, in Muskegon. Great place. If you've
six
never been
Southern
there,
Prides.
You got to go. Yeah, they're sitting right out front. You walk by
that's
them, and you don't even know they're there.
That's why their wings and everything are so good.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My kids just met my wife there. The girls all went up there when
right
but to have an afternoon.
Right. Fabulous
they
place
were
right on the beach.
About the wings. Yeah. I ate there last year. I didn't eat there that this year, but
yep.
I think I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, it's a fabulous place right on the beach, right at the mouth of the Muskegon River. You're sitting on like, I don't know how you put a business right on the beach like they did, but they pulled it off. And it's an amazing place.
Well, and you're on top of the building, and that's why
right.
It's called The Deck.
Right.
It's
yeah.
so cool.
Yep.
It's
yep.
just brilliant.
Multi-level place.
And their cups. Yeah. They let you keep the cup, and it's got their name on. Just smart marketing people.
Right.
It's just a plastic cup, but it's got their name, and guess what? We have a bunch of.
Right, yeah.
Cups from The Deck.
Right,
and then
and they
when
go
you
out
put
on
your
deck.
Ice in it, they turn color of whatever the thing's going to be. It looks like a white cup, but as you put your ice in it, as it cools down, it turns a color.
Right, yeah, yeah.
The grandkids
awesome stuff.
Love it.
Well, back to smokers. The ABS is a commercial unit. You're going to... You know, here's the other thing is people like, you got to have a budget for this, okay? And just like anything else you're going to buy, the more money you got, the better one you're going to get.
Right.
But not everybody has a lot of money for this. So.
No, and their starter units are probably $1,000.
Right.
The one that I really love, their patio unit, is about $1,700. And it would be like the perfect patio smoker. If you said, gee, you know, I got to keep it under $2,000 because you don't even want to spend $1,000. But let's say you're going to buy a smoker and say, I want one to have for the rest of my life. Their patio unit is so smart and so well-built and cooks so beautifully and evenly. It's like a mini version of my Judge.
So does it have a rotisserie on the inside?
No, it's racks.
Okay.
Yep. But it's also only $1,600.
Right.
And I say only, but in the scheme of things, that's not very much. If you go to Lowe's and buy a grill for $500, that'll last you for 4 or 5 years. It's China junk, and it'll never give you product like this will.
Right. Garrett's Appliance, great place to go to look at smokers. They've got a variety of those, too. But at the end of the day, everybody's got a budget. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
And if you just won the $1 billion lotto deal, you're still going to have a budget.
And
for
maybe
this stuff.
You just wait for your buddy to give you an old Primo like I got.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, I don't know how, unless it broke, and I don't know how you'd ever wear out a Kamado grill.
It didn't. Right. This guy is
wants a new one.
Very particular.
Right.
Very particular. His backyard is immaculate.
Yeah.
Everything has to be just perfect, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I am not like that. I've mowed my backyard 4 times this year.
Well, you got most of it sand, though. So, I mean, have you strained the kitty litter?
No, I just send the kids out there to play.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Ooh, what's that between my toes?
So, I was going to talk about Grilla in the next segment, but I talked to Mark last night, and Grilla has been sold. I don't know who owns it.
Oh,
now,
really?
But yeah, they're probably shipped off to China or something.
But what we can do, and we haven't talked about, is the pellet grills. Is the pellet grills are very, very popular. Lots of brands out there. Once again, you'll hear a theme here. Bob used to be a manufacturer's rep for several outdoor pieces of equipment. One of them was a company called Louisiana Grill. And
you still have that?
I do, and I use it.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
That was made in Canada. It was made in Minnesota.
Minnesota, even called Louisiana Grill. But
yeah, I think they offsourced it now. Yeah, outsourced it, I should say.
It was, at the time, I'm sure it was a very nice pellet grill because it's lasted a long time, and I use it every week. But
have you never had to rebuild the mechanics or
nope,
anything?
No. Nope.
That says a lot.
I mean, I keep it clean.
You do now.
Yeah, right. But the end of the day, everybody now seems to want a pellet smoker. And I get it because they're easy. You just turn them on.
Yep, there are times.
You just turn them on and you set a temperature. This one has a dial. Now they all have a digital readout. So if you want 188 degrees, you put it in.
I like the dial. I like the dial on yours.
Right. And there's a little art to it because, you know, it's too hot, too cold, whatever. You get figured out what it does.
It's like the old radio. We called them pots or potentiometers. I'm sure Conrad's dealt with a few pots in his day. He's right. Got a couple on his board right
I've
now.
Seen that mullet he used to have. I'm sure he has.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Anyway, the pellet grill, everybody wants one. They're all over. There's a big brand called Traeger. Everybody's heard of those. Should I get a Traeger?
They started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my point is that there's a few things you need to know about a pellet grill. I don't believe they claim they have a searing zone on them and you can get them to 500 degrees and you can sear a steak, but that's not my piece of equipment for a steak. This is a slow cook, a smoker. They're a pellet smoker. They're not a pellet grill, most of them. I could be wrong. You got somebody that's listening say, oh man, I sear my steak on it every day. That's great. If it works for you, that's awesome, but I don't use it for that.
That one of yours is was sold as having a searing zone.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, describe sear.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You put your hand on it. Yeah. Ouch. It'll hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're not going to sear a steak on something like that. But,
right.
But Traeger did start it all. I'm not sure if they invented the technology, but there have been pellet furnaces and pellet stoves for a long time. And I think somebody just got the bright idea that, hey, this is wood. Maybe we can smoke with it.
Right.
And they ended up shipping all their production over to Asia, China in specific. And then their management, I don't know. I don't remember the whole story, but some of their guys got miffed in the process and they left and started their own. They call it Green Mountain. And that's how companies all go, you know. And the Green Mountain's a nice unit too, but it's also a China product. There's nothing in the pellet world made in America anymore, other than maybe the one out of Minnesota, and I don't even know what they call it anymore. But they bought Louisiana. They had the big stainless pellet grill, built-in model. You know, again, when you get into that price range, most people aren't going to spend $3,000 for a grill.
Right.
They're just not. They don't want to spend the $600 for a cheap Traeger.
Right.
And it's funny to listen to those conversations.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring it home with a couple other unique types of smokers. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. When it's time for bass fishing, don't do it bass-ackwards. Go to the bass fishing experts at Allen Bob Sports, now inside Millbrook Tack Building at 510 68th Street Southwest, just off 131. Tell them you want the Grilling Guys discount, and you'll save $5 off your $25 purchase with some exclusions. Allen Bob Sports, online at allenbobs.com.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody's
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking smokers, a little bit of the fuel and the equipment. Bob,
a little bit of gibberish.
Remember
mixed in
when
and out.
We went to the, I'm drawing a blank on the name, the brewery in Marshall. We had a
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse, thank you. Right, just south of the railroad tracks. I remember right where it is. But
did
we went down
competition.
Yeah, we went down there and did a barbecue competition, and there were guys smoking in a cardboard box. And I am like, what in the world is going on?
Conrad's like, now you're talking.
Yeah,
what,
right.
What were you smoking if you're, that day? Yeah.
If budget is an issue.
Oh, that was going on too. It wasn't even legal yet.
It was like a washer or dryer box that they had, and they had taken and made a grate out of pieces of like a coat hanger. They went one way and then they went across it the other way. And then they built the fire in a little bowl in the center of it and then set the box over top and then put the meat on that little grate.
They lined the box with tin foil.
Right.
Randy's favorite wrap.
Yeah. So they made a cardboard box. Now, I'm not advocating this because I've never done it, but
Randy
I'm telling
has an
you,
affinity for tinfoil, Conrad.
Right.
You should know that.
I'm telling you, though, they smoked meat and it was good because I had to try it cardboard
smoker.
Okay, I'm
going to call BS right now because he remembers nothing from that day.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I think it was Shasta and Corey that you invited down that don't remember anything.
Wow, I've never heard that, though. Smoker in a...
Right. It was a fun day.
It was.
But I remember that...
We did it 2 or 3 years in a row with him. Yep. I don't know if they still do that barbecue competition, but it was like in April. And so it was cold, usually, or rainy, or, you know, it was sketchy, like a lot of barbecue competitions end up. It's a crapshoot on the weather, but Dark Horse, it's part of Roke now.
Yeah.
Royal Oak Brewing Company.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So good for them.
Yeah. But I remember that was a cardboard box that they smoked in and the food came out okay. It was just crazy. is crazy. But anyway, so there's some other brands here, Bob, that you want to talk about.
Well, Oklahoma Joe makes one that's called the Marshall Center Box. That might actually be an American-made product. It's a very cool build. It reminds me, I don't know what of, but it's sort of a looks like a big gas grill, kind of all concentric, and I believe it's got like a rear discharge for the heat to do kind of a reverse offset. That'd be something really cool to look at, and it was maybe $600. So that might be one, but the other Oklahoma Joe, the combo and all that stuff, that's just your basic China barrel, and it's just like, you know, there's a million, everybody, there's one factory in China making a ton of these things. It's a barrel with a little barrel, and they put different labels on it, and it's all the same stuff.
Yep.
Shite.
So, yeah, I've seen them made out of 55-gallon drums. Be very, very, very careful, because whatever was in that drum may or may not be out of that drum,
well,
even though you've cleaned it a bunch of times.
There are actually drum smokers on the market. There's a brand, and it might be called the Drum, but it's, I'm going to say, about $600 starting, and it's another way to do it. And I think it's a takeoff from, you know, people making smokers, especially guys on a tight budget. And a lot of good barbecue chefs are on a tight budget. They just happen to be good chefs. It doesn't mean they're multimillionaires.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, you know, the internet's a crazy thing. We all know that. But all this stuff that we're talking about, get on your Google, your other, you know, Quack Duck or whatever it is, and get, you know, look up some stuff, because that's a great place to shop. I'm not a big advocate of buying equipment online. I'd rather buy it from a local vendor, Garrett's or you know, whatever is around you, but because then I'm supporting a local guy who's trying to cut a living.
And, absolutely.
And if I have something that goes wrong with it, he'll stand behind his products.
Yep.
And so I'm a big advocate of that. But at the end of the day,
you know,
shop online and find out what you want to find.
That goes for, I was just talking to a friend the other day, and he wanted help finding a water heater and then this and that. And as I look at the price of water heaters now, and then he has no clue what size he needs. He wants me to help him. And I said, you know, if you want to do the right thing, who's your plumber? Who do you count on? And he told me. And I said, you call that guy, tell him what you're up against, and tell him you have to be very careful on the dollars and see what he comes up with. Because when that thing breaks, if you go to the big box stores, the Lowe's, the Home Depot's, and you buy your water heater, who's going to service it?
Right.
Some aftermarket company, you'll be calling it three different 800 numbers, and they'll see you in a week or two.
Right.
No, you get that guy that you want to feed his family.
Right.
Oh, will you pay $200 or $300 more? Probably.
Yeah.
Is that really important?
No.
No, because he knows you. He's in your house. He's playing around with a very dangerous fuel, which is natural gas or propane.
Right.
He's doing it in your house. It's not something to try and go cheap on.
Right.
Go cheap on your beer.
Right. Cheap beer really isn't bad beer, man. I've come to like my old style again.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's a wonderful beer.
Right. And I go to Sobeys and I buy a 24-pack for $21.99. I mean, that's less than $1 a beer.
That's not even cheap beer.
Old style. That's a 30-pack, excuse me. It's not a 24-pack.
Old style is a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not to be disregarded.
Yep.
That's some serious stuff.
This weekend, I told you I'm going up north. I'm going to hit Shorts while I'm up there. I'm going to be right in their backyard in Elk Rapids. So I'm going to, and they've got, it's Elk Rapids Days this weekend, I guess. I don't know, you know, whatever, local festival, but they're going to be there. So
bring your elk rifle.
Right. Yeah, I will. I got one. Came from Henry. 30-30 lever action. Never been shot.
Never killed an elk.
No.
Well, don't do it this weekend.
No, not
season yet.
Season's not open yet.
I am making arrangements for next fall in Montana.
Are you?
A horseback elk trip. Yep.
There's a guy in town that owns Meadema Auctioneering Service, 1-800-LASTBID.
Yeah.
He's
Scott.
Scott Meadema, he's a friend of mine, but I just saw on Facebook that you could rent his home for Airbnb for $250 a night 3-bedroom, 3-bath in Montana.
He's got 4 of them out there.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, this one was 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Don't quote me on that. You could find it. But a local guy plays in Montana, and he has sent pictures on, if you're his friend, he sent pictures of moose and elk and all kinds of stuff out his front door at different times of the year. So kind of cool. Now, yeah, he didn't ask me to pump that, so don't quote me on any of those numbers.
You know what? Meet him auctioneering. It's a 1-800 last bid, all those things they do.
Right.
I bought a bunch of vehicles and stuff from them. It's fun. It's like gambling, but you get something every time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if you're the last bid.
Yeah they're successful.
But anyway, that when you said Montana going out there, that's a great place to go.
My daughter's best friend works for him, and he's given her a cabin for next year for a week. And so she's taken her husband and my daughter and son-in-law for a week out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to experience one of those places. I guess they have a few of them.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, good stuff. Really good stuff.
So back to Oklahoma Joe drum smokers. Oh, the other one I wanted to look at was Lang. And I believe the Lang is made in Georgia. There are some other small the Lang is very big. That's going to be an offset. That's going to be an offset. When you say offset, it's like a long smoker and then a drop box on the end. They'll very often have a diverter plate, so when that smoke comes in the end of it, and when I was talking about Oklahoma Joe and these other cheap ones that you see in Tractor Supply and stuff, it's the same factory in China. It is the same factory. It's the exact same dimples and molds, and you know they just put different labels on them. But honestly, the things will work. Smoky Hollow is another brand that they use, and that you'll see through distribution centers like to sell to smaller retailers. But you'll have a small firebox, and then on the end of it, at the top end, it'll have a hole, and it'll be welded to a larger, longer version of that same box, only with the top opens up as an opening lid, right? And when that smoke comes in there, it wants to cook the heck out of everything right there where it dumps into that box.
Right.
What Lang and a lot of these people do is they put a plate that goes the entire length almost of the thing. And when that heat comes in there, it has to travel along that plate and then work its way back across that smoker because the smokestack is right above that again.
Yep.
So it's a cool way to induce your temperatures into an even flow.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy, fire up a smoker. If you've got a question, hit us on at grillingguys.com, shoot us a note, and we'll try to answer your question for you.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out thegrillingguys.com. Go to our sponsors on the right side. You got all these great sponsors we have. Click on the link and support our business.
All right, we'll talk with you next week.
See you.